Every 5 years, a team convenes to evaluate long-term water supply and demand for the Columbia River Basin. Emily Schwing reports.
Eastern Washington's water supply will increase, but not when demand is highest. That's according to Jennifer Adam of Washington's Water Research Center.
So overall, you're looking at a large shift of water being available in the wintertime when the demand is lower and less available in the summer, particularly the late summer season.
The study doesn't account for new irrigation projects or how water users might adapt to more frequent and severe droughts due to climate change. Washington doesn't have a statewide water forecast. Consulting engineer Dan Haller says that requires more funding.
And then really understanding the specific policies like climate change and water banking and declining groundwater that exist in eastern Washington that would be important to study statewide.
A final report and recommendations will go to the state legislature later this year. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.